This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
We do adapt. You're having a bad day, but you say, okay, this is what my day's to be like. But, you know, and it's not about always popping pills. It's about I'm going to change my activity. I'm going to perhaps focus a bit more on self-love. It's about being creative when things don't go according to plan.
I love to hear you talk about that adaptability, because I think that's what I feel like I have seen our community broadly do. I'm actually really, as much as we hear a lot of stories, I'm still resoundingly impressed by the way that we have as a community adapted to what has been a pretty shocking turn of events this year.
We have. It is. And it's not something that you can study or learn. It's once again, it's one of those inner skills that people have, and going back to people with disabilities, it's part of our makeup to be adaptive and creative. And it's just about, you know, you hear a lot about the social model and the medical model. Right now, the whole disability sector, and thanks to the NDIA, of course, we're out there and about. We've got our voices, and we're busting up boilers to share with others about this is what resilience looks like. And I'm finding at the moment with my team of support workers, we're having lots of conversations about how each other's feeling. And I think that's really important to keep the communication going. But be happy. It is possible to be happy. By all means, get the balance right, because we are concerned about each other's health and future. But if you do it right, we keep going.
We're speaking with John McKenna this afternoon. He's the producer and presenter of a podcast called So, looking at all sorts of things, having great conversations with a diverse group of people, including this episode that encounters 12 different people and their experience with isolation, people with disability. I might play a little section of it. It's the first little bit of this podcast. And the voice that we're going to hear right now, I believe, is Tish. Let's have a quick listen.
Hi, my name's Tish Pierce. I have an acquired brain injury that I got in 1994 as a result of a motor car accident whilst I was doing an internship at the Sunday Times in Colombo. Having a brain injury is the worst thing that's happened to me, and I've managed to do 2 master's degrees since leaving school. I need to go to the gym about 3 or 4 times a week for my balance and mental health. And it's been personally diabolical that the gyms are shut. I bought a skipping rope for some cardiovascular fitness, but have since figured out that I can't actually jump anymore.
That's Tish Pira, who is featured on the episode. It's around social isolation of the So podcast by John McKenna. John, that obviously goes on for a lot longer, and we hear a lot of different perspectives. What's really, I think, another really important thing that this highlights is the diversity of the disability community.
Exactly. I think that particular episode does have 12 people, all with different disability types, physical, intellectual disability, deaf, blind. So it was a lovely challenge getting everybody on board, and using technology made it possible. But I came away myself quite inspired by hearing all the energy in the voices and the willingness. And I keep talking about the willingness people with disability and their families have got to share with others, because the media is talking about the gloom, and we're on the other side saying, yeah, it's gloom. However, life is really damn good at the moment with regards to how we operate and do things. And that's why I think we just want to be acknowledged for that.